Oh, yes, you're welcome, welcome, welcome. Today is a really good day. And, of course, for the very obvious reason, the fact that the weather is beautiful. Yeah, some people were frowning and they're still frowning. What kind of weather is this? This is the best weather ever. I love this weather. Cloudy, cool, and it's not raining. Yeah, just drizzling every now and then, but it's cool, it's cool. Well, I really do hope that you're dressed for this weather. If you are not, should I say sorry? I don't know what to say to you right now. But just ensure you are warm, okay? Find a way to keep yourself warm. That's all I can say. And then if you are a parent, and a question for you. Did your kids go to school with their sweaters? Do you have your kids who are in school and they actually left the house with a sweater, either putting it on or they have it in their bag? Now, if you are a parent and you do not consciously ensure that your child has a sweater in his or her bag, you are wrong. Ensure you do that every single day. It's not something that should happen with a cloudy weather. You know, you're looking at the weather. Is it cloudy? Is the rain falling? No, please ensure that your child has a sweater in their bag every day for school, all right? And as they come back every day, please check it and be sure that it's still in that bag, that they've not used it to to do better in school. Okay, welcome to the sunny side. So because of the way today is, I love this weather. You know, automatically, you just want to take life easy when the weather is like this. So let's just take it easy this Friday afternoon, 24th day of March 2023. And let's talk about demons and humans. Yeah, we're taking it easy. Okay. So first of all, the topic for today is devil versus man. I'm not talking about the male human. I'm talking about human beings. All right? So it could be devil versus humans. Who is using who? You know how they say who's fooling who? Yeah, this one is who is using who? So there's just, you know, I've just been wondering anyway, if truly, because people believe that when something is evil, then the devil is behind it. And so I've just been thinking to myself, if for real, the devil is the one behind everything evil, and then God is behind all the good things, doesn't that mean that we are inspired by God and the devil? Now, here's what I mean, because most times when evil is done, it's actually done by human beings. So human beings are the ones who carry out the evil. Someone who goes to disrupt a peaceful electoral process, you know, it's a human being, right? So someone who goes to a market and sets fire there and people's shops get burnt, that's a human being who is carrying out that evil. Someone who carries guns and all those stuff and decides to go rob people, cause chaos, bring destruction of lives and properties. It's a human being that did that. So that means the person was inspired by the devil, or the person is being used by the devil. So when someone now does something good, right? Shows up in the studio, opens the mic and says it's a good day. Yeah, which is something good, right? So it means I'm inspired by God. Or it is God who is moving me to do what I'm doing. So I lend a helping hand to someone who needs help. I give something to somebody who needs it. You know the good things, right? The good things to do for people or to our environment. Anything good. So we can now say it is God that inspired me to do what I did. So automatically, when something is bad, or when a person does something bad, the devil is the doer. And when a person does something good, God is the doer. Now, let me give you an example. You know, usually when you catch a thief, and the person is getting all the beatings, yeah? Kill him, kill him, kill him, and all that. And then you hear the person saying, it's the devil. Now, even when there's no kill him, catch him, catch him, in that kind of scenario, it could be someone who was caught molesting a child or even an animal. And then the first thing you hear them say is, it's the devil. It's the devil. It's not me. It's the devil. And so I had a conversation with a colleague yesterday who was telling me about someone that is an acquaintance. And this person is always praying. And the problem is not that this person was always praying, but that the person was always praying and binding, casting the devil. And it's more like, this is the way that this my colleague saw this thing. It was more like the devil is on his own, right? Yeah, he's evil, he's bad, but he's not coming after you. But you're the one who's always calling out to him. You're the one who's always praying, and in that your prayer, he is your focus. And so you're drawing him to yourself. So back to who is using who here. We're still talking about who is using who, right? So the Apostle James said something about being tempted. James chapter 1, 13 and 14. So I'm just going to paraphrase. So he says, when you say that this temptation comes from God, he said we must not say that temptation comes from God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, and he himself does not tempt anybody. But then he says that we are tempted when we are drawn away and trapped, not by the devil, but by our evil desires. So it just got me wondering, really, are we the ones who use the devil to carry out the evil plans in our minds? Or is it the devil who is putting the evil desires in our minds? Remember, we're human beings, right? We're not robots. We have a free will. We have that willpower. We can desire what we want. We can think the way we want. So, who is using who? A few questions here. Is the devil the sole architect of every evil? What do you think? And the second one, is the devil a tool in man's hands, or is man his tool? The devil, is he man's tool, or is man the devil's tool? All right, let's talk. We'll have this conversation from now until about 1, and of course we'll continue after 1:30. But then 2 p.m. we'll bring you the news updates, after which we will talk about giving out used personal items. My name is Constance Mega. Get on Facebook. Get on Twitter. The phone lines are buzzing. I'd like to hear from you. Nigeria Info 92.3 PH on Facebook and Nigeria Info PH on Twitter. The number to call is 070-0923-0923. 070-0923-0923. And then for your WhatsApp messages, you can send them to 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. It's the sunny side. This very cloudy Friday afternoon. The devil versus man. Who is using who? Hello, you're welcome to the show. What's your name?
My name is Dixon.
All right, Dixon. All right, go on.
The thing there, I was just listening to you. It's really, your topic is really intriguing. There is, sincerely speaking, there is nothing like the devil. We choose to do whatever we want to do. Because it's like now ask, there are some things people do and they say it's the work of the devil. Like, some of the things you do here, we use them on planet Earth, we use them for our day-to-day life. What's the business with the devil? With what you want to do, with whatever you have decided to do.
Hmm.
It's just your own conscience, it's your own mind. You decided to do it and you're calling the devil. Like you asked, you stole a phone or you stole money. Does the devil use a phone? Does the devil use money? So these are all the little things we need to decide for ourselves. Like for the election that all passed, most politicians decided to do whatever they want to do. Will you put that to the devil?
So like, how about sickness? How about accidents? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, how about when someone is sick?
These are just natural things that will happen to the body. They are meant to be accidents because they are all, these are the locomotives. These are things created by man. And you know, it has its own speed, it has its own whatever. Accident is just natural. You understand? Two unforeseen things colliding or something unexpected, you know, happening in the wrong way. Yes, it's bound to happen. And the human beings, like our bodies, it's meant to deteriorate. So that is when it comes to sickness. All these things are natural. They are meant to be. They will happen.
Okay, so basically you're telling me there is no devil.
No, if you want to put it that way.
I want to know.
Concept, the way you brought in the story, what we are doing and we are calling the devil. I'm saying whatever we are doing here on planet Earth, like what we do to make ends meet, there is no devil. It's just the human mind and decision he or she has taken.
Okay, do you believe there is a devil?
For me, I don't believe.
All right, so that takes us back to the fact that you don't believe that the devil exists. Thank you so much for calling. All right, so you tell me, the devil or man, who is using who? Rosie is calling from Rukwaku. Hello, Rosie.
Good morning.
Good afternoon. You're welcome.
Oh, sorry. Good afternoon. Sorry.
All right, Rosie, go on.
I was listening to what you were saying, though. But I want to say that sometimes when we intend doing things, it's not about the devil. I'm not saying the devil is innocent. The devil is never innocent. But in this aspect, you choose to do something. It's your will in doing what you want to do. Or, for example, you want to steal. You just choose to do that. Not because the devil asks you to do that. So I don't see the reason why some persons do some certain things and then they call the devil, they say the devil is a fault, the devil made me to do this, the devil made me to do that. I don't believe in those crap, okay?
Okay.
So if you want to do something, you do it by your own will. It's something you've chosen to do, not because someone asked you to do or not because the devil asked you to do.
All right. Thank you for calling, Rosie. So here's another thing I'm thinking here, right? So someone desires to have a particular phone, an iPhone, anything, and this other person who has the phone is just going about their business, right? And so this person is desiring this phone, but they don't have the means, the money to get the phone. And then the devil, listen, and so the devil wants this person who owns this iPhone to die. So this other person is lusting after a phone, and the devil wants someone to die because this is maybe the provider, the breadwinner of the family, right? And so you see a connection that's happening here. So someone is lusting after something, and there's a devil that wants to do something, but he cannot just go and kill this person. So what does he do? Oh, he looks. There is that guy. And he can help me do what I want. So what do you think? In this particular scenario right now, who is using who? Daniel is calling from Oweri. Hello, Daniel. Oh, apologies, Daniel. Please do well to call back. I'm taking messages on WhatsApp, so you can as well send them. 0809-030-6416 for WhatsApp messages. And then you can call in 070-0923-0923. All right, we have Felix calling from NOAA. Hi, Felix. Hello.
Hello.
You're welcome to the show. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you. You know, this thing we are saying, like 1 John 5:19 said that this world that we are is controlled by the devil. But some of us Christians, we don't believe that. Like what, like the question you asked, the...
Okay, hold on. Did you... Yeah, you said 1 John 1:19.
John 5:19.
1 John.
Yes, 5:19. Say this world is controlled by the devil.
Yeah, we know that we belong to God, even though the whole world is under the rule of the evil one. Okay?
Yes, yes. But we, some of us Christians, we don't believe that. Why I say so? You know, there is devil. But we Christians, based on our own understanding, some of us, we don't believe that there is devil. But there is devil. And God is telling us that there is devil. And
okay.
That's why he asked us to choose whom we will serve. Either you will serve him or you will serve devil. Then if God says so, why will we say that there is no devil? So it's those are the things we do on our own. We talk about invite devil. Hello?
Apologies for that. Please, could you say that again?
Okay. I say, we ourselves...
Okay, and that happened as well. Felix, thank you. Clement is calling from Ada George. Hi, Clement.
Hello. Good afternoon, Constance.
Good afternoon. You're welcome.
Okay, interesting topic. This is where I want to pitch my opinion from.
All right.
Where information is concerned, you know. The Bible makes us understand that lack of knowledge, or let's talk about the lack of knowledge. Now, you ask somebody about accident, sickness, and all that. And also, that includes what you choose to do and what you don't want to do. So if you are well informed, for me, the devil will not occupy that area where you are informed. Of course, it is not everybody that have that is well informed. If I will put it that way, you cannot be 100% informed. Now, if you are not sick, or rather you don't visit the hospital, it means there are information that you have and you are carrying out something. That is why you don't frequently visit the hospital. So that means the devil is not taking control of that aspect of your life. And now that includes friends. That means you have information about friends and you choose the right friend. That could include finance. That means you know how to control your finance. You have information about it. That means the devil cannot control your finance. So, and I could go on and on and on. You understand? So, the area where the devil can come in are these areas where you know nothing about, or you know little. Or the area, or you are suffering that area because you don't have information there at all. So for me, I would say the devil exists in the area where you lack information.
So the devil uses a person who lacks information
in a particular area. So if you are
okay, I got you the first time, Clement. All right, thank you for calling, Daniel. Are you there?
Hello.
All right, Daniel from Oweri, welcome.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Okay. I want to contribute to the topic.
All right. We're listening.
All right. For me, there is God and there is devil. Because if we believe there is God, there has to be a devil. It's not we don't believe that there is a God. Now, coming to whether it's the devil using people or people using the devil, if we go back to the Bible that is our standard as Christians, I think somewhere God said that that he has given us, he has set before us good and evil. So it is left to us to choose good. Now, coming to the devil using someone, like you rightly mentioned or stated before you, when you were doing an introduction of this topic, you said, even, is it Paul or who said that even inside him, what he wants to do that is good, he finds himself doing something else.
So that was Paul.
From there, or from that analogy, there are two forces that is deposited into every human being, the good and the bad. So it is left to you, because God also has given us our innermost mind. He has given us that will, that strong will to be able to decide one over the other. So it now depends on you, like the man that just dropped the call was talking about information. So how informed you are also helps you to resist whether the good or the bad side in you. So basically, we are tempted to do bad things because of our insatiable desires.
Okay, so let's go back, Daniel, let's go back to the question I asked. Is man using the devil, or is the devil the person who is using man?
It's man that is using the devil.
All right, thank you very much for calling. Kingsley from Diobu, you're welcome.
Am I talking with Constance?
Yes, you are on Nigeria Info. Go on.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
See, listening to your topic, you know, logically, you know, if you are listed in the scripture, you won't be able to answer the questions you're putting forth. First of all, you're talking about life. And before you can understand life, understand the devil and the human, you have to go back to the manual of life, which is the Bible. And God is the creator of life, creator of human. He may be devil. Now you're asking, is the devil actually using human, or is human that uses the devil? The Bible explains it simply and clearly that to whom you yield yourself to the servant of that person you become. That's what the scripture says in Romans. So we also understand that there are two influences in this world, the good influence and the bad one. So to answer your question straight, it is the devil that uses human, but the human that yields himself to the devil, that is the one that the devil uses. So there is a devil. There is a devil. And the Bible also, that same James that you read, if you read chapter 4 of it, mm-hmm. he will tell you, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So if there is no devil, or if the devil is not the one using him, how would the Bible, how would James tell you to resist him? I don't know if you are getting me.
Okay.
Are you there?
So what then happens to a man's mind, right? Because we all have our minds, and we also have our desires, all right? Even the Apostle James pointed that out, that in fact, the fact that he said that God does not tempt us, that when we are tempted, instead of saying that it is the devil who tempts us, he rather said that we are the ones who are drawn by our own evil intentions or desires. So he's not even talking about the devil. Oh, that happened. All right, Kingsley, please call back if you can. Hi, Matthew. All right, that happened as well. All right, Matthew from Onair, please do well to call back. All right, so I'm looking at the Tower of Babel story, right? Where it said that these people, humans, right? They said, come, let us build ourselves a city with a tower that reaches to the heavens so that we may make a name for ourselves. Otherwise, we'll be scattered over the face of the whole earth. Now, what then happened? The Lord scattered them. And how did he do this? Now, first of all, he acknowledged that these people have a mind of their own. So human beings, He created man to have a mind of his own, right? So God saw that if we allow these people to continue the way they are going, in fact, there's nothing they imagine that they cannot do. There's nothing they think of doing or achieving that they cannot achieve. So that means man has a mind of his own to decide that I want evil to happen. I want to achieve chaos. And so I can use the devil to achieve chaos if that's what I want. Man has a mind of his own. Now, if we're saying that the devil is the one who is using man, so what happens to the mind of man? The man who has his own will, the man who can decide. All right, let's even come home. You know, let's talk about black magic, juju. Yeah? So people actually go to those places that they go to, and some people even conjure devils or demons or even dead people. Oh, definitely demons. They conjure these things and send them on assignment to either kill somebody or inflict some illnesses or diseases that cannot be cured on someone. And those are demons, and that's a man sending a demon on an assignment. Is the man not the one who is using the demon or the devils in this case? Emmanuel from HA, are you still there? Oh no. Hi, Matthew.
Yes, so good afternoon.
Yes, you're welcome, Matthew. Good afternoon.
Okay, I want to contribute to the program.
All right, go on, Matthew. We're listening. Right.
The devil is there. God is there. I want to let us know that the devil is older than man. And the devil is older than the planet Earth. So, it's the devil that is in charge of this planet Earth. And also,
what makes you think that the devil is older than the planet Earth?
Because God created the devil before the Earth.
How come? I mean, the Bible says that the spirit was hovering. It was not hovering just about anywhere. It was actually here.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep.
So are you suggesting that the first earth he created was without form and it was void?
I didn't hear you clearly.
Are you suggesting that God created an earth that was without form?
That's what the Bible says.
Now, that's not what it implies. You're taking it out of context.
I didn't hear you clearly.
I'm saying that you're taking it out of context. I don't think that's what it implied. I don't think it means that God created an earth that was without form and it was void. I don't think so.
Okay. I want to contribute by saying that the devil can only control you when you give him the chance to do so.
So there's no way ever that man controls or uses the devil. Is that what you're saying?
The man cannot control the devil or uses the devil.
Because you believe that the devil is older than man. All right. Thank you very much. That was Matthew. All right, Felix, apologies. You can call back if you can. I was actually expecting him to take me on that, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 thing about the earth being without form. It was void, you know. But anyway, so we're talking about the devil and man, who is using who. And then someone is telling us that the devil is older than man. So in other words, the fact that he is older means he can he's the one who is using man. All right. So this is like when you bring it to the context of abuse, right? You cannot say that a younger person is the one who is using an older person. So it's the older person who is using the younger one. Okay. Constance, the devil is the blame taker of man's misdeeds. But if God does not tempt people, why was Abraham asked to sacrifice Isaac as temptation? DK. Oh, well, DK, we're not having that conversation right now. Fegabo Cliff says, it's not a matter of who the inspirator is. Human acceptability of human actions and inactions defines the class the action belongs to. Example, in a society where stealing is allowed, stealing isn't evil in that land. Also, the Bible said God hardened the mind of King Pharaoh to disallow the Israelites from leaving Egypt. Fegabo Cliff. Good afternoon, Constance. I think the devil is using man against man. The reason he, the devil, knows that his time is short, so he is working overtime to ensure that man comes short of God's glory. So the devil and his agents are working overtime against man. Sam, take cover. All right, Sam. Good morning, Constance. It's actually afternoon. This weather is deceiving you. Human beings are controlled by spirits, either Holy Spirit or evil spirits. That is not disputable. And in our actions, there is no in-between. It's either for God or devil. For instance, Adam in the Bible pushed blame to other beings when he acted amiss. Coming to your question, the devil lures humans while humans yield. So, it's the devil that uses humans most times. From Michael. Okay, thank you very much, Michael. So, is the devil the sole architect of every evil? Even the one that a man is thinking. Remember I said when I say man, I'm referring to a human being. So, it could be male or female. Is the devil the sole architect of every evil? Okay, on Facebook, Joseph Saro Ereme says, good question. The answer is no. Humans are architects of their misfortunes.
This is your number one talk station. Nigeria Info.
Different ideologies.
And different perspectives.
Share your views on the sunny side.
The sunny side.
92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Let's talk.
All right, welcome back now. So we're discussing devil versus man. Who is using who? That is the question. Is the devil the one who is using people to perpetrate evil? Or is man the person who is using the devil to perpetrate evil? All right, I was reading a message before that break. From Joseph Saro Ereme. So he says, the answer is no. Humans are architects of their misfortunes, and man born of woman is full of agitations. Our impatience causes most of our difficulties. All right, Ikechi Ekwemadu is answering yes. To which question now? Is the devil the sole architect of every evil? He says yes. All right. Also, Francis, watching from Amagunze in Enugu State, says, good afternoon, Constance. Devil uses man to perpetrate her devilish and wicked act. Is there a reason you used her for the devil? Please help me understand. Was that her there? Intentional. God. King Brown says, good afternoon, beautiful Constance Mega. The Bible says God gave us vector power, which means to do anything we like physically. So I don't know why when someone kills somebody, they will say it is the work of the devil. The devil has power over no man. Oh, okay. And then DMD Piero says, the devil can be used by anybody, but the devil cannot use everybody. The devil can only use anyone who allows him or herself to be used. All right. And then Pedro says, the question should be, who is the devil? All right. So, Pedro, do you have an answer to that one? Since that's the question you think I should be asking. Who is the devil? Is man the devil or is devil the devil? Is the devil male or female? Nah, we're not doing that. Okay. Well, I have the news. trending stories coming up at 1 p.m. and afterwards at 1:10 till about 1:25. There's a program for 15 minutes. And then, of course, we'll be back and we'll continue this conversation because I would like to know what you think. Think about it. All right? You can open your Bible and search and find out, you know, so that by the time you call me back, you have something really strong to stay with, right? Or to argue with. The devil is the person who is using men. No, men are the ones who are using the devil. You know, sometimes when we talk about using, we actually think that it means being a slave or servant. No. No, that's not really what it means all the time. My mom would say, if you're complaining that they are using you, yeah, it's because you're useful. You can only be used when you're useful. So it's not necessarily about who is lower or who is higher. Anybody can use anybody. But hey, the devil or man, who is using who? So this message from who now? What's your name? Interesting. Love Day Victor. You say, man thinks he's using the devil, but he doesn't know the devil is using him because the devil makes man think he is the one using the devil. But it's the other way around. All right. Let's see. Constance, first things first. Any talk about the devil is always neither here nor there. To start with, why did the all-knowing God create the devil? Supposedly knowing that the devil will torment his people. If God is all-powerful, why can't he destroy the devil? So these are the issues to discuss first, before talking of who is using who. Okay. Well, since I've decided to jump the gun and talk about who is using who, can we talk about who's using you? All right, remember to get on Facebook and drop a comment. I would like to hear from you. And the number to call is 070-0923-0923. So some people say that we are, I think it's even a TV program, one of those TV series. Yeah, Nigerian, though, where they say we are pencils in the hands of the creator. So it's more like we're used by God, right? Just like when we say men of God, they are being used by God. How about men of the devil? So does it mean that because the devil is a spirit, then it means man is the one who is being used? Does God even force us to do things? Really? Aren't we the ones who choose, who decide that even if something is good, even if God says do this, we're still the ones who will decide whether or not we're going to do that, right? Or is it that when it comes to the devil, then it is forceful? We have no choice. We have no control over it because the devil is that bad. Let's go back to that meaning of the devil. Something about, can I find it right now? Okay, so I think here it is. You know, something about the devil, part of it is energetic. Right? So with the devil, there is force. He doesn't more like negotiate. He doesn't allow you to choose. He chooses for you. Yeah, someone brought to my mind to the devil comes but for to, sorry, not the devil now, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I've not even read that particular message, but I saw it around here. All right. So is it that the when it comes to the devil, we don't have a choice? Because when a thief comes, the thief is not giving you an option. You know, it's not like you can decide whether or not to part with your item. You can choose. The thief says, "Bring it," and you're like, "No, I'm not giving it to you. Let's have a conversation about this. Why should I give you my phone? Or why should I hand you my car keys? Don't you think that I need this car more than you think you do? That, you know, don't you think you're shouting too much? Like, that's a thief. You can't have a conversation. That's not your friend. It's a thief. There's no time for, oh, I need it. I can't leave it for you. If I give it to you, I will suffer. So allow me. Okay, maybe after a few months, you can come and take. Or, okay, let me give you money so that you can go and buy your own. There's no negotiation. So David from Rumibo says, John 10:10, the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill and destroy. The devil is too strong to be used by any man. He says the devil is too strong. All right, let's see this one. Is man using the devil or the devil using man? If you are informed, have knowledge in certain areas, you, the devil, cannot use you. It will be the other way around. What you know can free you from the grip of the devil. What you know can make you use the devil to achieve your goals. The devil cannot do things except you have the power to make the devil do what you want. Hope I'm not confusing you, my dear OAP. No, I'm not confused. So the thing is, on one hand, because you mentioned what you know will free you from the grip of the devil. So that means the devil is holding somebody. It is knowledge that frees you from the grip of the devil. So it means that the devil is using man until the man has knowledge and then he realizes that he's being used. He's a tool. And so his knowledge frees him from the bondage of the user. Is that what you mean, Mr. Anonymous? 070-0923-0923. Hello, welcome to the Sunny Side. Oh, wow. Please do well to call back. Good afternoon, presenter. Man is using the devil. Sweet Tony from Port Harcourt. All right. Hello. Don't worry. The line is good, all right? You can as well send me a message. I'll read it. James 1:14. But each one is tried by being drawn out and enticed by his own desire. 15. Then the desire, when it becomes fertile, gives birth to sin. In turn, sin, when it has been carried out, brings forth death. So responding to the guy that called, God created angels before creating the earth. The devil was an angel who rebelled and turned himself to a devil. Okay. So finally, is it man that is using the devil, or is it the devil that is using man? Who is using who? That's what I want to know. Hello? Hello, are you there?
Yes, I'm there.
All right, welcome to the Sunny Side.
Yes. The thing there is that we use the devil. The devil don't use us. Because it's just like when we call a workman to come and work for us. If you don't call the workman to work to come and work for you, the workman cannot just come to your house and do a work. You called him to come and work for you. So we human call the devil to work for us, not the devil call us. So we are the one using the devil, not the devil that is using us. So that is now.
All right. Thank you for calling. Turn off your radio set, please. Good afternoon.
Hello, Constance.
Hi. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Yeah, it's Prosper calling.
All right, Prosper. Where are you calling from?
Samadhi.
Try Samadhi. All right, go on.
The main thing is the devil that uses a man, not man uses the devil. Because the devil is a spirit. And God made the devil very, very different from a man. Very powerful. So God placing human beings...
Hold on. Please call me back. I want to know the part where he made him very, very powerful. I want you to explain that to me, all right? Because I've heard people say that the devil does not have any power. It's man that is empowering the devil. And to also even buttress that point, remember the part where it was, I think it was Jesus in the Bible, where he says, the devil goes about like a roaring lion. Like. Not the devil is a roaring lion. No, he goes about like a roaring lion. So it means he is not a lion. So he's just going about and making noise, seeking whom he may devour. He is like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. So does that mean he can even devour? Or is that place even talking about a lion? So he is like a lion that is going about seeking whom to devour. So is that place talking about his mode of operation? Not necessarily saying that he can devour anybody. Okay. The devil uses man to carry out his activities, while man allows the devil to implement his activities in man. The spiritual controls the physical. Ezekiel Isaiah. All right, Ezekiel. Hello? Oh, wow. Please keep the messages coming. 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Send me messages. Okay. So, and then, of course, you can still call in. Let's see if this one goes. Hello? Hello, are you there? Hello? All right. Please do well to call back, please. Hello. Yes. Good afternoon. Oh, Mr. Friday. Happy Friday.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, go on.
Man uses devil, and sometimes devil uses man too.
Explain.
Because you remember what they call them, Mami Spirit.
What did you call them?
Mami Spirit.
Did you say manly spirits? I don't know what you said.
Yeah, manly spirits on water.
Water spirits?
Yes.
What does that mean?
Okay, yeah. Most of the women.
Oh, God. This conversation has gone another way now.
That thing would disturb them. Spiritually.
Which thing?
The water spirit.
The water spirit.
Yes.
What is a water spirit?
Oh, you don't know.
I don't know. I want to know.
There are some communities. If you go to some of the communities, see those people there, you preach. That is all there. There are some women. If you are talking to them now, sometimes we will be playing with you. After some time, we'll play with you again. When that thing comes.
What thing, please?
That water spirit.
Have you seen it before?
Yes.
Oh, wow. What does it look like?
What I want here, they have somebody that they deal with. That will be holding somebody. And you pay to set a table for them. They wouldn't mind to kill you.
So, once again, I ask, what do the water spirits look like?
It doesn't look like it. It looks like human beings too. Naturally, sometimes they come from water.
So they have legs, they have eyes, they look exactly like a human being.
And they're as normal as human beings.
So how can you tell that this is a water spirit if they look like human beings?
They are. You may not understand that they are.
I want to know. That's why I'm asking you. That's why I'm asking you to tell me. Hold on. You say you know, Mr. Friday, you say you know and you've seen the water spirits. They look like human beings. Yeah. There must be something about them that makes you know that this one is a water spirit. So what's that thing?
Let me tell something.
I'm listening.
You are closer to water. Like the level of people or Calabar people.
Mr. Friday, you've not answered my question, no?
What question are you asking me?
Very simple question. How can I tell that the man or the woman I'm looking at is a water spirit and not a human being?
No, you will know.
How?
That they are way of doing something.
So I'll have to interact with the person to know.
When you are talking with the person, you will know whether it's a normal human being or not.
All right. Thank you for calling, Mr. Friday. Water spirit, he says. All right. The devil is a spirit. When the heart is filled with evil, then the devil carries out his act. The word evil comes out from devil. Remove the D. which is the desire, then you get evil, Mr. No Name. Aha. So desire is the D in the word devil. So how about Satan? Is it because I'm using the word devil? Okay, right. Let's say Satan. So what happens with that one? Is Satan using man or is man using Satan? Mr. No Name, I want to know what you would come up with this one. There's no two ways about it. It is the devil that is using man. Remember, the devil used Eve to deceive Adam by transforming into the old serpent, and we know the serpent doesn't talk, but was able to talk through the help of the devil, Patrick from Gokana. Huh. You say he transformed into the old serpent. I don't know. I didn't read that. I never saw that the devil transformed into a serpent. Ah, well. Hello. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Okay, afternoon. My name is Tweke Christoph Group. Calling you from Transformat.
All right.
Man uses the devil and not the devil uses the man.
Okay. So, do you want to give me an example? You want to buttress that point?
Because man, it has
man does what? Sorry, hold on. Please, can you say that again? Your line was breaking.
I say man
stop. Oh. This internet today. I mean, this network today. Hello? Hello? All right, you're not there. Okay, what really is the devil? A personality or what? Chugzi is asking. Please, if you know what the devil is, can you please answer him? Hello.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to the Sunny Side. What's your name?
My name is Elvis Obina. I'm from Eliu.
All right, Elvis, go on.
All right. Okay, well, talking about the devil, let us diversify a little bit. Let's go back to the creation.
Okay.
You know, when God was creating man, did you by any chance think the devil was there? Because the Bible lets us to know that God created man. And when he did that, he said, let us create man in our own image and in our likeness. That simply means that it wasn't just only God that was present there. Okay, let's take this another way. What if the devil was there? When God said, let us create, that means the devil must have added one or two features of his own self, a man as well. And that is the reason why, when we are talking about devil, human beings are the devil themselves. Because who kills? Humans. Who rapes? Humans. Who commits adultery? Humans. Who lies? Humans. Human beings are doing all these things, and in reverence of a character, which is the devil's character.
So, is it also safe to say that human beings are also God?
Yes.
So what you're saying in essence is in every man there is God and there is devil.
Exactly, which is the conscience, the good and the bad. So for the fact that we decide to pay less attention to the evil side of it or to the good side of it, doesn't mean we don't have it. We just have it, but we decide to create room for that particular one that we love to do.
So at the end of the day, you're saying that man is the one who chooses who to use, whether God or the devil.
Exactly.
So man because is the man one who is using the devil.
The power, which is the power of decision.
Interesting. So you're saying that man has power over his creator.
No, not his creator, over what he wants to do.
No, because we're talking about the devil, right? And you said that when God said, let us make man, And you're suggesting that the devil might as well have been there. And he also brought parts of himself. And, of course, that mixture, man, was made.
Yes.
So, and you're also saying that man chooses who to use at any point in time, whether to use God or to use the devil. So he has power over his creators.
The power of decision. God, man himself, is made as a God. Because the book of Psalms says, for they are all gods and the children of the Most High. Man itself is a God. God created man to even be more powerful than angels themselves.
So man is not more powerful than God?
Man has a will. After man has eaten the fruit, he has a dominion over every living thing, over conscience, over what is good, and over what is bad. This is what God himself knows. Man is going to be as wise as God. That was the promise that the devil made to Eve.
Well, interesting. How did you find out what promise the devil made to Eve?
He told Eve that...
No, I'm not asking you what he said to Eve.
As wise.
You said it was a promise.
Yes.
He made to Eve. So how did you realize that it was a promise that he made to Eve?
Because it's in the Bible.
Okay.
Eat of this fruit, and ye shall be wise, as even God thyself.
So back to the question. Oh, he left. Okay. Because I wanted to really find out, is it that man has power over his creator and... based on what he was saying over his creators. Because he says, when God said, let us make man, the devil must have been there as well. And so the devil brought some part of him, and God brought some part of him, and then with clay, man was made. And so at every point in time, man decides who to use, whether he's going to use God to do good or use the devil to do evil. And so he has control over God and over man. That's what it's sounding like to me. Oh, well, this message here says, good day, Constance. Concerning the topic, it is a two-way thing. Man can use the devil and the devil can equally use man. Remember, it is still the same as in God. God can use us and we can also use God to achieve our plans. God bless you. Ihanacho from Iriebe. All right.